This episode is brought to you by the OPAD. Are you tired of using a single device in front of your face? Is it too big to carry in your pocket? Are you too weak to hold it all the time? That's why you need the OPAD. The OPAD is a Halo-inspired mobile device that not only lets you work in 360 degrees, but it even floats in midair. The OPAD. But wait, there's more. Order today and we'll include the O-Curtain accessory for absolutely free so you can shower in public while maintaining a constant 360 degrees of privacy and modesty. Now you can run your errands and bathe at the same time. Order your OPAD today. OPAD, let your technology embrace you. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 191.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And we are so happy to have you joining us. Hey, email us something funny so we could get to know you. So we could say, I'm Daniel, I'm Jeremy. And then we could say, oh, and we know we have Bob listening or Jim or something, you know, we want to get to know you. So email us something cool. I'll tell you how to send us funny stuff in a little bit.
You know, we probably do have a Bob and a Jim listening right now.
Yeah.
Hi, Bob.
I don't know why, but most of the time...
Probably Mary Sue also. Hi, Mary Sue.
When I think of generic people and I want to say so-and-so's podcast or such-and-such, I usually resort to the names Bob and Jim. Jim, not Jim. Jim. He's a Jim, really, but his name is Jim.
Or Jim, like where you work out.
Right.
Or where
that
you don't.
That would be Jim.
Or Gime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Gime.
The guy.
You go to the guy to get the grime
no.
off.
Mm-mm.
And you meet some slime ball
maybe,
there.
Maybe. That's true.
Yeah, it depends on which gym you go to.
It does.
And if your name is Bob or Jim.
Nope. Anyway.
Well, my new theory is to name things after the alphabet. I mean, like name people after alphabetical letters. So instead of saying person one. Yeah. Instead of saying person one, person two, person three like that, I can say Adam and... Bob and well, see, he makes
Carl.
Carl or Charlie, and
are girl names allowed in this list?
David, or it could be Diana. Sure, why not?
Eric or Erica. I mean, you just have to. I mean, it's one letter difference, really, which I've never thought about before until this moment.
Or Ariel, maybe?
Huh? No,
it's Ariel for those who have troubles with AR words.
Francine.
Yeah, that works. And Echo, and...
What?
Oh, wait.
Oh, you're going backwards. You're out of order!
Oh, well, let's put something in order. I had a parallel universe experience recently.
You too?
No. I have my own band. Funny stuff from the last week or so.
You also?
Yes.
There we go.
I went to run some errands recently, and... I have a car that is definitely mine, and I enjoy my car. And
I'm glad you quit driving all those with the questionable ownership.
Yeah. There was one time I was pulled over and by a police officer, that is.
Well, and he shouldn't stop if somebody else tries to pull you over. They're just hanging out the window going, woo, and you pull over, and they say, hi, give me your wallet and the keys to your car.
I'm going to give you this ticket. Don't be so awesome again. We have an awesomeness limit in our town. This is how we do it in Hartsville.
I just wanted to give you this ticket. It's to a concert. We can't go. Actually, I'm giving you two tickets. So I pulled you over. Have a nice time at the concert.
And it's you too. So enjoy it. But this car was recently repaired. The air conditioner broke. And I broke it. I have this bad thing apparently with car air conditioners that I filled mine and something about maybe the gauge was wrong, but I overfilled the Freon in my car, broke the compressor. So what was going to be a $30 job, really it should have been a $15 job, but I got one of those big bottles of Freon and put that whole thing in my computer. Yeah.
You put it all in your computer? Not on my computer. Well, no wonder you've got problems, because first of all, that is not how you do that.
It was frozen. I don't understand what it was. But I got my car back, and so it was this big joy and excitement to drive it again, especially after breaking the air conditioner in Jenny's car, too, which ended up just being lack of Freon, which I put Freon in it, so I'm not quite sure there. But
So you drove it for the first time in forever?
Yeah, and yeah. It was great. I had air conditioning again. And so I was running these errands, some business errands I needed to do, and I stopped by this grocery store to pick up something I needed for the house. And came back out to the car, had my bag with me, and I've got this little keyless remote entry remote for the car, so I can just press a button and the doors unlock, all but one of the doors. One of the door locks doesn't work very well. And the battery has been dying on it. Interestingly, the battery has also been dying on our garage door opener, so I guess batteries are just dying all around me too. It's a horrid, horrid thing. It gives me bad dreams. So I press this button, and the lights are supposed to blink twice on my car to indicate that it's unlocked, once to indicate that it's locked. Mm-hmm. I press this button, and nothing was happening. And I did, as I'm walking to the car, I did the whole thing where, you know, you hold the remote up to your chin and go, oh, and then you press the button.
I forgot that that was a thing. I've never done that still. But I might, the battery maybe it is you. The battery in my key fob, if that's a proper term, is getting weak.
Key fob just sounds so
key fob
cool. Like, it sounds like that's your actual car. I drive a key fob. How about you?
No.
I just drive a Toyota.
A Toyota fob.
Yeah. Well, this this remote that I had seemed to be dying again. And so I thought, oh, great. This is going to be tricky, because the car has some kind of anti-theft device that if the car is not unlocked with the remote, it does something. I don't know really what, other than just that it blinks when someone is trying to drive the car without having unlocked it properly with the remote.
What blinks?
The car blinks.
Oh.
And it clicks. And I think it disables the car at a certain speed, but I don't know. I've been able to drive with it as if I'd stolen it and was using a key. I don't know
That's how strange.
That works. Yeah. But in any case, it gets annoying because lights are blinking all the time and batteries are dying and people are dying and
ooh,
cars are screaming.
That escalated quickly.
That's the way it does. But in this case, with this remote, it wasn't working. But I got to the car and realized, oh, it's unlocked. Okay, no problem. It must have unlocked one of these times, or maybe I forgot to lock it when I left, because sometimes that happens. Maybe the battery didn't work when I locked it, and I didn't realize I never actually locked it. But
the battery in the key fob?
Yeah. Yeah, the key fob was dead. And if that offends you, I'm sorry. But then I went to put the one bag I had in the trunk, and the key wasn't working in the trunk. I thought, this is annoying. Now my trunk key isn't working.
And I thought
maybe it was something with the key fob not working. Actually, I think I went to the trunk before I realized the doors were unlocked. So I thought maybe there's something that when the guys repaired it, they messed up some electronic interface inside so that if it's not properly unlocked, the trunk stays unlocked. Because my car has two different keys. One key drives the car, but the other key can drive the car and open all the compartments.
Your keys can drive your car?
It's amazing.
So you can just get in and take a nap, and your keys drive your car.
It's the Key Fob Pro edition.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool. Wow. I mean, you know, with this key IV wed or IV drive,
excuse
something
you?
Like that.
What? Oh. You have to give your car vows when you drive it?
Yeah.
Huh, it's kind of demanding.
It goes like a click.
Okay. It goes like.
And so the trunk wasn't opening. I thought, great, something's wrong with the keyless entry system. I'll have to call the mechanic about this. So I just opened the back door, put my groceries in the back door, or my one bag of stuff that I had anyway, which I guess I could have done that anyway. Didn't need to be in the trunk.
In the back seat.
Yeah. And so, yeah, in the back seat.
With all your other stuff that might be in the back seat.
Well, I'd recently cleaned the car.
Oh, okay.
Because we took it to get repaired, so we pulled a lot of junk out of it and stuff.
Okay.
So I put my stuff in the back seat. Then I opened the driver's side door, sat down, put my key in, and it wasn't working. It wouldn't turn. And I thought, I did this again. I accidentally grabbed Jenny's key instead of my key from the keychain because both of our keys are close to the same size, and they both have the same black plastic around the circle part of the key.
As car keys so often do.
Hers is a little bit thinner, and I thought, no, I thought I felt this. And then I remembered, wait a minute, no. Her key is with her car at the mechanic still. And I kept trying with this key, and I did the whole thing where I pulled the key out, turned it the other way, even though it's one of those unicide keys. And I stuck it back in and tried to turn it. Jenny's car has some trouble with the tumblers working very well. And I thought maybe my car is working. Maybe the mechanic messed something up again. And it's just not working. And I just paused for a moment and realized, wait a minute. There's no rubber ducky in the window. There's no worn out Firefox sticker on the driver's side. I'm in someone else's car.
Someone who needs to lock their stupid car.
Yes. It was another car, same model as mine.
Same color.
Same color. I'm assuming. Same like style. You know how there are certain styles. Mm-hmm. One has a sunroof, the other has a CD player. Like,
but not the same bumper stickers.
No.
And you went to the
trunk. I don't have a bumper sticker anymore.
Well, not really.
I didn't notice the license plate. So it was everything about this car was the same. It was parked in the same aisle as my car.
Oh gosh.
My car was just behind me. I turned left when I should have turned right.
And the weird thing is that creeps me out. I don't know why. I think it's the idea that I would be perceived as doing something very wrong, even though I'm not. It's like walking into someone's house. I have that phobia that when I'm going to someone's house, even if I've been there a couple times and it's a gathering where maybe you would just walk in because a lot of people are there. And I'm always kind of looking in the window going, I got to see someone I know before I open this door. If I'm not positive for some reason, because, you know, neighborhoods, they all look the same. Houses all look the same.
Yeah.
I've done that, though. For a while when I was little, my family had a blue minivan, like one of those. I forget what it was.
Probably it's like a Dodge.
Well, I was going to say it was a Voyager. I forget who made that. Plymouth. But it was the same. I think they're exactly the same. But it was the extended one, you know, so it was real classy, you know. And I think my brother and I went into a parking lot to get into our van, and we get in, or we open the door and we start to get in. And I realized this thing does not go back far enough, and we were in somebody else's blue minivan, and it just creeps me out. I'm just glad they didn't come out while you were in their car.
Well, yeah, I thought about that too. And when I got out and I grabbed my groceries, I looked around to see if anyone was watching this, and I felt like saying something just so people wouldn't know. I think I was a creep.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that's weird. I thought this was my car.
Yeah, that's my car over there.
Oh, whoa, my car's down there. This one just happened to be unlocked. How weird is that? And the groceries I'm taking out of the back right now are mine.
Yeah, they are really mine. See, here's the receipt.
Let me get the receipt, not that I'm talking to anyone in particular. I'm just talking to myself because this is totally normal and not embarrassing.
And that dent that's in that other car, actually, that one is mine. The one with the dent is mine.
The one with the dent is mine.
Well, it's kind of nice having a slightly dented car because then it's less likely to be stolen.
True. It's true.
It's a small perk. Think about that. The next time you consider buying a car, you might want to put a dent in it so no one thinks about stealing it.
Or if you're an auto thief, maybe surprise everybody. Just steal a really bad car dents and rust and stuff just for fun, just to be like, ha, bet you weren't expecting that. No, don't do that. Don't just turn from your life of crime. But if you're not going to, maybe change it up just for fun.
I was almost an auto thief.
What? Oh, just then?
Yeah.
I thought you were revealing something about your past.
Oh, no.
I was almost an auto thief once. Once the surgeons put me back together, I turned from my life of crime.
Hi, I'm Daniel, and I almost accidentally stole someone else's car. I wonder if I wasn't very observant, then I wonder if I might have gone so far as to call my auto insurance company and say, hey, can you come help me? My car will not start. At what point might I have stopped if I hadn't noticed? I probably would have noticed other things, but yeah, that
maybe
that was one of those moments for me. I stepped into a parallel universe. So what is your random noodle update?
Well, you're assuming I have one.
Do you have one?
No.
You do not have
no.
one?
No.
Okay, that's fine, because I have
things
one.
Things don't happen to me. Not anymore.
You know, I was thinking about writing a book, and
the
that is...
Desert Wasteland of Funny.
That's a great name for a book, too. But I was thinking of writing a book, something like How to Recognize Your Life is Funnier Than You Think It Is, or something.
Are you
like
saying that I'm not recognizing the funny in my life?
Yeah.
It's just all confidential.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You can't talk about There's much when you funny, work with the
really.
CIA.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really funny. We were talking with this terrorist the other day, but I can't talk about it. He told this great joke, and then we had to put him in prison because the joke was that bad, and also everything else he did was that bad.
Part of what qualifies me for this podcast is I am part of the humor police squad.
In what way?
Well, I go undercover as someone who tells a lot of bad jokes, and then I arrest people for telling the worst jokes of all.
Sometimes I tell undercover funny jokes. Like, they're really funny, but you just don't realize
you just
it
don't
because
know
they're
it.
Hidden.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, everything I say is funny. It's just disguised.
Everything.
Some of my jokes are for those people who are on the exact brain wavelength.
The wavelength that happens to be in your brain?
Yeah, which is very difficult for me to say now. So it must be a really flat brain wavelength.
Your brain exactly. flatlined. Yeah, it's, I mean, everything. I mean, you could hide a joke within, I'm sorry, neighbor, I ran over your dog.
I got
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you got it. You got
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Also, Grammar Girl recently had a thing about ran over versus I ran him over. Which
oh.
Interesting.
Oh, but that, so ran him over would be like you picked him up and you ran over to another location and put him down, right?
Ooh, yeah, might be something like that.
But not really. I don't know.
But
don't give me grammar riddles in the middle of a humor podcast.
Hey, Grammar Girl's probably laughing
at it. She's probably laughing at me. Is she laughing at me or with me? That's the question. That's the test.
Yeah, you are not someone that Grammar Girl laughs at.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there you go.
I think that's actually a compliment.
Speaking of things at which not to laugh... My computer recently died. Or not actually died. It's been having some really weird problems.
I hear the undercover joke in that.
That I decided before Once Upon a Time starts, because we do this other podcast that's been a multi-time award-nominated podcast for the TV show Once Upon a Time over at oncepodcast.com. But we do this other show, and before that starts, which is this upcoming week that this season resumes again, I wanted to make sure my computer was in full working condition because I've lost so much time from the way that this problem manifests itself. And I decided just to take it in, get it repaired, and it's being repaired right now. It's at the store or off wherever it is, having its own little revival ceremony where it is every little piece of its soul is being pulled apart, compared against an absolute authority, and then put back together in
Your
better condition as
has
before.
A soul?
It's just like a church service. But
wow.
Or maybe some other kind of service. But in the meantime, I have to do work, so I'm borrowing Jenny's computer, which is very similar to mine. I can run some of the same software. Her computer is a lot slower, though, so it is still slow working this week. But that means she doesn't have a computer at all. And she enjoys a lot of things on the computer, like being connected with her family and friends through Facebook, Minecraft, of course, looking up recipes, stabbing people and putting them on some board on a
what?
Site like Pinterest or something.
Stabbing? What?
Yeah. You poke a needle through someone.
Mm-mm.
So this has been an inconvenient time for her, and I've given her my tablet to be able to use in the meantime, and I have an external keyboard that she can use. So it's kind of like a laptop computer, sort of, but not quite.
Right.
And so it's been a frustrating experience for her because of all of the different metaphors and metaphysics and other meta things about using this different kind of device.
Maybe she'd like it better without the keyboard.
No, she definitely wouldn't then.
Because every time I use your iPad with the keyboard, I get confused and start trying to use it like a computer, even though that should not happen to me.
Yeah, you can't press Control-Alt-Delete on it.
True. Well, you can.
Although there is a... But anyway, it's been a frustrating experience for her. So I decided I need to make this up for her. So I made her a promise. When my computer comes back, I promise you, I will make this up to you. And here's my suggestion. And she liked
it.
She thought this was a great idea. And it does pain me to make this promise. But I thought this was a very appropriate, fitting to the crime kind of promise.
I know what it is.
And that is... I'm going to play Minecraft with her for a few hours.
I knew it.
But she came up with this great idea. And that is, we're going to video record some of it.
Ooh.
And maybe post that on our YouTube channel, which, it, by the way, is youtube.com/TheRamenNoodle. That's our new YouTube channel for the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast.
Wait, is this video of the game or of you guys playing or picture in picture?
It might be both. We'll see what we can do, and we'll see what kind of fun comes from this, because she's totally in tune with everything that's new in Minecraft. I am not.
I never even learned to ride horses.
I don't think I did either. No, I think I rode a horse once, but then I fell off and never got back on again, which, yeah, that's kind of a bad idea. But there are apparently now bunnies in Minecraft.
What
and there's some kind of mega killer Easter bunny or something, some killer bunny somewhere in Minecraft. And so she's going to give me a bit of a tour. We're going to, I don't know, build something other than a dirt hut.
Or a massive stone mall.
Yeah.
A giant obelisk. Yeah.
So that's how I'm going to make it up to her. We'll play Minecraft together. And you might get to benefit. So make sure that you watch our YouTube channel. Subscribe to it, by the way, over at youtube.com/TheRamenNoodle. And also you can subscribe to our email list through the website cleancomedypodcast.com, as we'll post it there. The video will not be available in the podcast feed, but you'll have to go to either YouTube or just subscribe to our email list to be notified when that video is available, if we make it available. And that is coming then. It's coming. Don't dig down or up.
Up?
Speaking of up, you know what brings us up?
Balloons! Lots of them!
Yeah, and you are like a balloon to us. You're so round, you're so uplifting, and when we breathe you in, we sound like chipmunks. And speaking of you...
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Funny stuff from you and other people like you and people who like you who also listen to this podcast, which, by the way, spread this podcast around. Share the love, share the warmth, tell other people about it. Click all of those social sharing buttons when you go to the website, the show notes for this episode at cleancomedypodcast.com/191. But maybe a better segue would have been speaking of Minecraft, because this message came in from Creepo Crafter, which almost sounds like a butter
company. Sounds like a Minecraft thing. What?
I was thinking like Land O'Lakes Creepo Crafter.
Because of the word craft?
And something, yeah.
And Creepo, apparently.
Yeah, because
Creepo makes me think of butter. There, I said it. Wait, what?
Big butter Minecraft. Creepo Crafter said, one night I was in bed and my stepdad was reading.
Me too, I've done that.
And my stepdad was reading to me. Not like picture books. I'm not 4 years old, like novels. So apparently all novels are 4 years old.
So our the person writing to us is of the novel bedtime story age.
Right.
I see.
Yeah. So I don't know what kind of novel that means, but apparently it's not, you know, This Little Lamb.
It's not Good
Night
Moon.
Little Pigs and Three Little Pigs Had He and whatever.
They've gone from the Disney version of, well, any fairy tale to the grim fairy tales.
Or it's probably like War and Peace, the dramatized version. Or How to Win Friends and Influence People in a World of Zombies. How to Win Zombies and Influence Vampires.
No.
By Dolly Carnegie. No? Okay.
Nope, that doesn't sound right.
So Creepcrafter said, I had read this book on my own, Unintentional Les Miserables reference, already, and I remember...
Why did you say it that way?
Because that's how it's spelled.
Okay.
And I remembered most of the story. Well, I fell asleep while he was reading to me, and I didn't notice it. I could still hear him reading. Then I looked around and saw a tiger sitting on my desk, and my stepdad looked a lot like a rhino. Hate to break it to you, but... maybe he does look like a rhino.
You just never noticed before.
Does his nose particularly curl up? Is it a white nose? Do people often come looking for your dad, wanting to cut off his nose?
Does he have horns?
Yeah. Does he say the phrase, no skin off my nose, or no ivory off my trunk?
Does a little often? Yellow bird hang around his rump? That's a thing, right? That's a rhino thing, isn't it?
I don't have little yellow birds hanging around my rump.
Well, you're not a rhino.
You know, usually the birds, and they're usually blue, I think, hang around your head, not your rump.
No. Oh, see, I searched rhino bird. What is the name of the bird that perches on the black rhinoceros's back? That's a thing. Apparently not just the rump, the back. They just perch on the rhino.
Symbiotic relationship. So are you saying that's what this kid is like to his father?
Maybe.
Floats around his father's bum?
I hope not. I think just perches on his back, probably.
Yeah. So Creeper Crafter said, my stepdad
what, like, just read the
my
rest of that way.
My stepdad looked like a rhino.
Well, I changed my mind. Okay. Don't do that.
But he was still reading the book. Then I woke up and realized I had been dreaming, and I knew the book so well, I still knew what he was saying.
Oh.
Creepy. But you know what, Creepo Crafter? From this, I think we have a new insult. Instead of stuff like, your mama is so fat, or your mom makes jokes about you, and stuff like that. Instead of things like that, the new joke is... Your dad's a rhino.
Your dad has birds on his back. Side.
Your dad has a symbiotic relationship with a bird.
That's no. No kids. No, don't follow this advice. It's terrible advice. Don't say these things. Can you imagine an 8-year-old? Let's say in, I don't know, school or Sunday school, tells another kid, your dad has a symbiotic relationship with a bird.
We don't say symbiotic here. That's not a good word. That might be what someone starts.
Maybe.
Oh man, that's so symbiotic. That could be a really cool thing. Let's start this phrase. Maybe we should do like weekly noodleism thing.
It needs to mean something.
Hey, man, that's so symbiotic. To say, like, oh, yeah, I could so totally see this being a mutually beneficial relationship for the survival of our species.
Man. I do. That is, I find myself saying that to entities on a regular basis. And your way might be a much more succinct manner of stating such.
You could also say it to people who tend to hover around your butt. Too much.
I tell those people, we are not dogs. Go away. Also, I've called the police.
What I don't get here in Creepo Crafter's email is they said, not a picture book. He or she is not 4 years old. But then it's.
That leaves all the other ages open for.
Yeah, 3, 5, 6, 8.
1.
So is this still, though, a little kid's book? Because it is, after all, about a tiger and a rhino.
But it's a novel.
Unless it's like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Rhino, the children's version.
It could be. It could be.
The only book I remember my dad ever reading to me at night was Little Pilgrim's Progress, which was actually
Little
a lot
Pilgrims?
More. Yeah. Even to this day, I still think that was a much better version than actual Pilgrim's Progress. Because it was so much more readable and none of this old English stuff.
Little.
Yeah, and more relatable.
And more
because I'm a
progressive
little pilgrim in the heart.
Are you?
Yeah.
In the heart, like an arrow?
Yeah. I find myself going to random places and just saying, I claim this land in the name of Spain. That's what the pilgrims do, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
At least not anymore. I mean, hey, if they still do, that's very strange.
If you want to send us funny stuff, email it to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call and leave a voicemail at 903-231-2221. You can also send a voice message through the website at cleancomedypodcast.com and use your computer or iOS device to do that. And by the way, speaking of sending us funny stuff, that fake sponsor that I read at the beginning was inspired by Logan. He sent the inspiration in for that.
That sounds like a tagline on a new men's fragrance.
Inspired?
Inspired by Logan. By Logan. So it's not... It like Logan's the line of fragrances, but then it's like, it's like, oh gosh, I don't even know.
It's like, you
know,
inevitable.
Yes. Inspired by Logan. Yeah.
When the world moves, I move with it. When the flies buzz, I buzz too.
The sky is awake, so I am awake.
Do you want to build a snowman? Chanel number 17.
Inspired by Elsa.
Yeah, so thank you, Logan, for that suggestion.
Or Anna in this case, because she said those things.
Yeah, it's kind of a mutual suggestion kind of thing. You know, when we mentioned Inspired by Logan, I'm not sure if I ever told this to you, but when Jenny and I were dating, I'm not sure if we were even dating yet, but...
Whatever it was you call that.
When we were talking on the phone many years ago, maybe before we started dating, but whatever the case, she told me her favorite perfume. And at that time, it was Belong by Celine Dion.
Celine Dion?
Yeah. And I heard that and I thought, whoa, that's like a definitely pronounced G there. I guess, you know, a celebrity makes a perfume or puts their name on a perfume. And so you get to do that. So every time then I mentioned that perfume, she's moved on to other things now, by the way, because I mean, I'm good at picking out some perfumes and we found some others that she really liked, but so don't send my wife perfume, because
don't send that.
That would be creepy.
That would be very creepy, especially perfumed letters.
Yeah, I already received one really creepy letter to our PO box. I'll show you later.
Okay.
And the person who sent it, if they're watching or listening, will probably think, what?
But well, they don't know.
You probably know
gave it away
how creepy it could be. But so every time I mentioned that perfume, I always said the G in it. And I'd say Belong. And I would like overemphasize it sometimes.
Yeah, and like I didn't know what word you were saying a second ago.
And I just thought...
I was like, ooh, that sounds sort of French, but sort of like bologna too.
Yeah, exactly. Because...
I was like, Bologna?
It's something fancy, and I guess they just decided this is going to be our branding, is we are going to pronounce the G in this. Like, maybe it's Lamb, and there's some company out there that does that.
Maybe it's Lamb.
Or like Taco Tuesday, where the S is silent. It could be something like that.
Taco Tuesday?
Tuesday.
But you said the S is silent.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
It's a Lego movie joke.
Oh.
So it turned out that actually it's just Boulogne, but Jenny is from a more southern region of the United States where they definitely pronounce their G's a lot more.
Yes.
I'm from a smorgasbord of the United States and I pronounce my G's less. And I will admit I pronounce them not enough, like at the ends of words.
The word in question being Boulogne.
Yeah. But I would say it just Boulogne. Like, yes. Just like...
Like there's no G.
Yeah, no G at all. And the G is supposed to change the sound of the N.
You and Jenny complete each other. She just got all your G.
Yeah. That's why when I met her, I thought, wow. Or I said, G.
I said, G. Golly.
Golly, you're cute. You want to marry me? I think we belong together. And I'm exaggerating this, I know, but that was my impression back then. So when we say inspired by Logan, it makes me think of that maybe it should be like inspired by Logan.
Logan.
Loanne. If you drop the G, that's right. What you get. Loanne.
Oh, sorry,
inspired
Logan.
Inspired by Loanne.
Or actually, Lone.
Oh, yeah. I guess that would be.
Unless you replace it with an apostrophe.
I'm going to go to the bank and say, I need a Loanne for my house.
I wonder if that happens.
Might.
A Loanne. I need a Loanne.
It might. From
maybe
someone
up north.
Like,
I need a Loanne. That was not a good. Anyway, don't you know?
Yeah.
Yeah? It's way too northern.
Jeremy, you know what's even more awesome?
More awesome?
Yeah, a big number. You want to know a really big number?
I'm getting stuck on infinity. I can't even think of one.
Okay,
tell
not,
me.
Not that big.
Oh, but that's the most awesome, right?
Plus one. And then it's like Google infinity. Google plus one and Google plus
what
infinity.
What is even happening right now?
I don't know. I'm getting deeply mathematical. But what is really awesome is the number 5. You know what's even more awesome than the number 5?
Still infinity.
Shut it with the infinity.
Oh, I'm sorry. 6?
No,
6 is
no,
more
no.
awesome than 5. No, I've got this down now. You know what's more awesome than 6?
Shut up. The number 5 is awesome.
Okay, well, focus on 5.
Yeah, keep the 5.
All right, 5.
Don't trade that. This is a one-card game of poker. Try and get full house with this. You've got a 5. Now add the word million behind that.
5.
And?
Million.
5 million.
5 million.
Awesome number.
It's less than infinity.
Shut it. 5 million. No, unfortunately, that's not $5 million, but that number is important because Noodle Mix Network recently crossed over $5 million. That's what we need infinity for.
You get a car and you get a car.
All of our listeners get everything. 5 million downloads.
Downloads do not equal dollars, but it's more awesome.
I mean, they could equal dollars.
They could.
Imagine if every person who ever listened to an episode gave $1 for every episode they listened to. That'd be $5 million. I mean, you can do that. Patreon.com/theramennoodle. You can give $1 per episode. Please do. We're only making like, I think, $1.50 or $2.50 over there at Patreon right now per episode. But 5 million downloads. Thank you so much that we are grateful. I have to correct my use, my improper use of so there.
Oh.
Thank you for giving us 5 million downloads. That's not of just the Ramen Noodle. That's of all of the podcasts on Noodle Mix Network. The Audacity to Podcast, Once Podcast, Wonderland Podcast, even Beyond the To-Do List. Our new podcast on the network, The Productive Woman. Welcome to Level 7, Resurrection Revealed, Under the Dome Radio, Christian Meets World, Science, the Sci-Fi Show, Are You Just Watching, the Audacity to Podcast Video Edition, which is actually called Podcasting Video Tips, and I feel like I'm forgetting somebody.
That's awkward. It's like an acceptance speech.
No, that's everybody. So thank you very much for supporting Noodle Mix Network. Podcast awards are coming up later, and we'll tell you about
parents?
That later. No, because maybe I should, but they have downloaded a couple things.
Right.
So I should thank them. But thank you for 5 million downloads. That's just, that's me being blown away.
Thank you times 5 million.
Yeah. Thank you times infinity.
No, because that's too much thanks. I can't.
What? No, they deserve it.
All right. Thank you times infinity.
For 5 million downloads.
5 million.
Thank you.
We could not give you any more thanks. Literally.
No, we ran out. Because after it's infinity, we have no thanks left for anybody else. So you might hear me say thank you later on, but that's we pulled it out of a hat somewhere.
On credit.
Yeah. But thank you. 5 million. Wow. Thank you. And one other thing here to share with you.
To share.
Amazoning noodle. For a moment, I thought, wait a minute, if I just change the emphasis, would it actually be I can't even say it anymore, but no, it wouldn't be. Don't even try. It's Amazoning. The Amazoning noodle. Funny stuff from Amazon, strange products and such. Now, this product is a fascinating one. I think that you will love this. And this will be something that I think you can use with children that will teach them appropriate ways to use the tools around them. This is a great learning tool for adults as well who are trying to break particular habits that they have in their lives.
Okay. Quite a buildup.
Do you ever find yourself wanting to stick a pencil up your nose?
About twice a day, I would say.
Well, now you can do that.
Oh. Oh.
Here is the Funny Nose Pencil Sharpener. One pack.
One pack.
Apparently, you can get multiple packs of these if you want. It is a pencil sharpener in the shape of a nose.
Oh, no. The nose-shaped thing that we last saw was a soap dispenser for your shower.
That's right. Yeah.
So that you got stuff out of the nose. This, you put stuff in it.
Yeah. Don't confuse the two.
Right. And don't confuse it with your own nose.
This is a great thing to practice because, for one thing, think about this. It teaches children that when you need a pencil sharpen, you just stick it up your nose and you won't be worried about it anymore. The other thing, though, is this can be a great thing to help curb the habit of picking your nose or sticking your pencil up your nose. Now you have a different nose to stick a pencil up in. And if you have a habit of picking your nose...
Because when it got to be too much for me, I would try other people's noses, but they didn't like it.
Yeah, it's like once you start, you can't stop. Kind of like Pringles.
I learned the first time that you need to make sure it's okay before you try to sharpen a pencil that way. And nobody else would say,
I thought you were talking about nose picking.
Oh, well, that too. I mean, yeah. What was it my dad used to say to me? You can pick your friends, you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friend's nose. So I knew that one. But I just, when I would ask, can I use your nose as a pencil sharpener? They would say no.
Well,
and so I switched to pens because I never had sharp pencils.
This is now a nose that you and your friends can pick together.
Good. Because that has been on my wish list.
If you have a habit of picking your nose, this can be a great way to curb that habit, though, because you can have this nose available instead. So you'll want to stick your finger in this nose because that's what people do when they see noses.
I don't think you should put your finger in that nose. And I don't want a sharpened finger.
Well, see, that's the thing is when you put your finger in this and start to dig around for a little nugget, you will cut your finger.
For a nugget?
Yeah, and then it will have a nosebleed. But you'll realize, ow, that hurts. I shouldn't pick noses anymore. And it helps you break the habit.
Maybe you could glue that to your own nose.
So you'd have like a double nose. For and people with double chins, nostrils. Have double noses.
Four nostrils and two of them are dangerous.
My nostrils have razors in them. Let me smash my nose into you to cut you.
No, that won't work.
It's a self-defense technique.
But what if it could be part of your costume and this was the nose of your costume and you just sharpened pencils in your nose?
Well, that would be cool.
Somebody dress up. How big is it? It's about nose size, isn't
it? Yeah.
So dress up, you know, for Halloween or whatever as like a school teacher and have all these unsharpened pencils with you and have the mask with a... Like, wear a mask that looks like a human face, but then the nose will be this pencil sharpener. And then you walk around, you've got these pencils, and every once in a while you just jam one up there and sharpen it in your nose. And it'd be the strangest school teacher costume ever. And we want pictures and or videos of it.
That would be great.
You have time.
The other thing you could do is you could swallow a noodle, make someone laugh at you, and then when you... What? Spit the noodle through your nose, it would slice it.
But because this can't be your real nose. I'm not sure if you understand.
I'm suggesting
that.
You take the razors out of this and stick them up your real nose.
Oh, I don't
think
suggest
of the versatility
that.
Here.
I don't suggest that.
Lead poisoning might be an issue, but who cares?
No, because it's not lead.
In the pencils?
Yes, we're actually worried about what's in the pencils with this idea. That's the concern.
Now, what's interesting is what you can buy together with this. On Amazon, they suggest these frequently bought together items.
Oh.
One is a Flingshot flying monkey baby version.
Wait, is that the one you have?
No, I have an official Woot screaming monkey.
Oh, right.
The other is the famous fart whistle.
Famous?
Yeah. Why do you need a fart whistle? You can make the noise yourself. I mean, like with your mouth, just as easily. You don't have to have a dedicated whistle for it.
Does it have a scent pack?
No, but it does say the description points.
Are the description.
The naughty noisemaker.
This is a bullet list.
Yeah. Bullet 2. Fart. Bullet 3. Bart, fart.
Bart. Sorry, Bart. We just confused your name with fart.
Bullet 4. Fart. It's like the chicken presentation.
I wonder if there was a tune to that. Like if we heard them, if we would recognize the song.
Fart.
Oh, gosh.
This podcast has probably the most iterations of that word ever in the history of the ramen noodle.
Yeah.
Because I don't like that word, which is actually documented on another podcast.
Right. I don't like it either.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
it's a weird one.
I associate it with...
as a word.
Right. Yeah. Let's sum it up that way.
But you know what doesn't stink? And that is... you. And a way that you cannot stink even more is if you go to cleancomedypodcast.com/iTunes or cleancomedypodcast.com/Stitcher and write a review for us. Well, we would really appreciate it because it encourages us and it helps other people find the show too. So go right over there to cleancomedypodcast.com/iTunes.
Go right over there.
Hi. Am I stumbling over letters and words?
A little bit.
Ideas again?
A little bit.
It's all the dead batteries.
I knew it.
They've really got me.
Knew it. Did you know? I don't know if you're aware. We're not actually in your studio.
We aren't?
No, we're in somebody else's.
We are.
There are a few things that are wrong, and I just didn't want to say anything.
Are you actually my co-host, or are you someone else's co-host?
You are in the wrong studio with the wrong co-host.
Well, you have been listening to the right podcast, though. So tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell everybody in the world, just like that great potato joke. And even tell your boss, if you dare, if he appreciates this kind of thing. Tell other people, tell the world, love them, hug them, all of that stuff. And go to the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/191 to check out this nose pencil sharpener. I almost said nose sharpener, but it's not for that.
Nose sharpener is only for Pinocchio.
And you can buy one.
And the similarly afflicted.
Yeah, he's not a very good motivational speaker. I've learned that a lot.
I've learned that too, strangely.
Yeah. It's really strange how stuff motivates and travels. And go to the website, cleancomedypodcast.com. So remember, upcoming video, is maybe, of Jenny and I playing Minecraft, and we're going to have some fun with that video, so you'll definitely want to watch that. But you will only be able to get that through YouTube and through our email list. I might not even post it on the website. We'll see. But make sure that you go to the website, cleancomedypodcast.com, and subscribe by email, or subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/theramennoodle. You can also follow us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis on Twitter at The Ramen Noodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin on Twitter at Phlegon. That's Phlegon. You spelled the gone part.
Oh, sorry.
Does that have meaning?
That was a Freudian slip. So next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. And thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame you. There's only one life worth living. They may try and sing you.
Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our award-winning and award-nominated podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx.